I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Whether you're planning to travel to Europe for the Olympics or beyond, there's a challenge that many of you may not know about. I'm talking about whether or not your credit card will actually be accepted abroad. Here's what's happening. Most of Europe has now moved to chip-enabled credit cards. That means no more cards with magnetic strips that require a signature to authorize. But the problem is many American banks haven't made the switch. Now, that doesn't mean that magnetic stripe cards are now null and void. What it does mean is that the vendor may not be aware that the card is still readable. Some travelers have run into problems when they use automated machines, like a train ticket kiosk, that just won't accept a magnetic striped card. That's when it pays to follow my advice, which is talk to a human being. A handful of banks will issue chip-enabled Visa cards, including Chase Card Services and Wells Fargo. Or you can pick up a prepaid MasterCard with the chip technology built in. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.